This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number three. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube, performance made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show this evening brought to you in part by SDI.
Think education has to be boring? Say it again. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
You realize, Ben, if this keeps up, you're going to hear a gunshot during the show. You understand that, right? You get this? Okay.
Nice.
Now, Zeke, joining me now from SDI, Sonoran Desert Institute, is Zeke Stout. Zeke, my computer keeps cutting out when I'm playing key audio, and I'm wanting to go FPS Russia on it right now.
Nice. I think you should just for the audio. That'd be fun. Because you film it too, don't you?
Well,
think of all the views you would get.
Well, I would have to take and tilt down the camera and everything and hold up a sign going, okay, get ready for this. But then it's in my house.
You know the gun grabbers would take that and just be like, Ben goes crazy on radio show and shoots up the entire station.
Yeah. But I would have Ben as my witness on it and everything else. So
there you go.
That wouldn't go very far. And I know they would never lie. The gun grabbers in the media. They would never lie.
No.
They would never lie.
All the time.
Yep.
Wink, wink.
Been a while since we had Zeke on here, and in the meantime, the Sonoran Desert Institute has been quite busy. First of all...
Understatement.
Yeah. There's a lot of people right now. One of the things that Bernie Sanders is running on is he wants to give out free college education, which everybody knows that's impossible. But he's getting a lot of millennials that are going at him because he wants to forgive the college loan debt. He wants to do away with that. He just wants to add that $1 trillion. What's another trillion when you owe 19 already, right?
So. Yeah, no big deal.
No big deal. For somebody that's now education. And doing education over online is evolving.
It is.
And it's also becoming more readily accepted and more recognized, isn't it?
Absolutely. You've got major universities all across the country that you can get all the way up to a master's and a doctorate online now. The more people have to work and want to work, hopefully the younger generation has a better work ethic coming up. But the more they do, the less time they have to go to a brick and mortar school on those set timelines. So online is becoming a more and more viable option for lots of different people. And the bigger universities have recognized that and they've started to create programs and they've seen that, oh, well, you know, you can actually learn it online because as long as we're grading it and we're keeping an eye on how the student's doing, they're still getting the same knowledge. It's just instead of somebody standing in front of them teaching, they're reading it on themselves or watching a video or whatever the format is.
Now, in the case of what you guys do with the gunsmithing, depending on where a student is located, you try to put hands-on resources available to them somewhere nearby that they can get to.
Yeah, well, the first thing they get, all the tools they're going to need for the courses, they get them, and they'll be able to do hands-on coursework with that, whether it's checkering a stock, stippling a handgun, or actually building whatever their capstone project is, which ends up being a firearm typically. So they'll get the hands-on there. Then we have optional field study programs. And what that is, you don't have to have these to graduate, but it does go a long way to helping you get a job, to learning more with the hands-on side of it. So we have different field studies set up around the country where we'll say you have these options if you want to go. There's no tuition cost to it. You just have to get yourself there. And we have it set up with each manufacturer or gun shop or wherever the field study ends up being, a certain curriculum that they have to learn that process before they're gone. And then they get evaluated and they get a grade on that.
The now, SDI, for those that want to be a more traditional gunsmith, do you have that available to them, to the one that wants to do the hand checkering, which is really an art form? I mean,
and it's a dying art.
Yes.
People that learn this and they have any amount of artistic blood in them can make a lot of money if they're a good checker and engraver, just because there's not many people doing it anymore.
That part of it, to a certain degree, I kind of think it's sad. I have no desire. There's only one gun out there that I'm thinking real serious about buying, and that's more for sentimental value. That's an older gun, and I'm thinking about joining the civilian marksmanship program to get one of those 1911s.
Sure, yeah.
And beyond that, you know, I'm pretty basic. AR-15 is fine. Good semi-automatic handgun is fine, and I don't need to be worried about, for me, lever action rifles or any of that other stuff, or hunting, or very ornate. Some of these guys with these hunting rifles, I mean, they turn these things into works of art. Highly functional, but works of art, don't they?
Yep. And a lot of people that are getting into firearms through, whether it's Call of Duty or Airsoft or whatever, everybody's welcome. If you do something stupid because of that stuff, we'll tell you. But come on. But a lot of people that are getting into it and starting off with the AR-15, the Glock, the other, quote-unquote, for lack of a better term, video game guns, once they're in and then they meet somebody with a Mosin Nagant or they meet somebody with the old, you know, Henry lever action, they start getting more and more intrigued by the history behind things. And then they want to get a 1911. Then they want to get a Garand and all these other firearms. And it takes them down that road of liking the ornate stuff, too. So even though there's a big boom, it's kind of funny because if you think about, like with me, I got into it because the ARs and the more modern stuff, but now I love the historical stuff. And it took me about 3 years. Well, we had the big AR-15 boom, 3 years ago?
Right.
So I have this gut feeling that we're going to have this big boom on historical stuff coming pretty soon, where other people were coming out of that and wanting to learn more about firearms.
That sort of makes sense to me. I guess somebody that gets in there and learns how to pull apart a lever action rifle or a Garand or something like that, they get in there and it's from a different time, a different type of technology back when it was more hands-on and everything else. So,
absolutely.
You know, I can see where that would be cool. I look forward to all of that. I also know, I believe Ryan Baca just graduated from SDI and he just built a 300 blackout AR-15. What kind of project did you call that gun now?
They are capstone projects.
Right.
So when you are in the last semester of your coursework, you will have let me give a caveat. When you are in the associate's degree or the advanced gunsmith, when you're in your last part of the program, that's when you get to choose. And right now we have a choice of 1911, AR-15 and 5.56, or 300 blackout, or a 308, which is based on a LR-308 platform.
Hang on for me. Break time. We got to get back on something because I still want to point out the superiority of what you offer. SDI, more from them and Zeke Stout when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The breaks are very entertaining for me, let me tell you. So much goes on during the breaks. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by the Sonoran Desert Institute.
Think education has to be boring? Think again. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Check them out. Check them out at SDI.edu. My guest this hour from SDI.edu is Zeke Stout. You know, one thing that occurred to me when I was watching this happening in Missouri, Zeke, was that none of the SDI students were out protesting and picketing and wasting that tuition money.
No. No. Wasn't happening.
What is it with the purely, just with the gun side of it, with the, and how many different areas of study do you offer for the firearm side of it?
We have the associate's degree in firearms technology, which is the more comprehensive in the course. It's a 60-hour credit program. Then we have the advanced gunsmithing certificate. And then we also have standalone courses, which are the armors courses, that are basically the capstone course pulled out by itself.
Now, With that associate's degree that you're talking about, the what kind of a job can somebody land with that?
You'll get your gunsmithing knowledge that you get in a certificate, but you'll also learn more about the business side. You'll get all of your gen ed requirements, so you'll learn all that stuff. So, I mean, you could take – it all depends on who's hiring for what. That's the biggest key.
Would it put you in a better position if you were decided to wanted to go in debt and buy a gun shop?
Yes, not necessarily buying a gun shop, but if you wanted to advance through a company,
right.
Any kind of degree is going to help you. So whether it's an associate's, a bachelor's, a doctorate, master's, having that degree helps that advancement process.
You know, I'm going to call it funny. I actually think it's sort of stupid, to be honest with you. But that is true, isn't it? I mean, even for somebody in the gun business, if they had a degree in phys ed, for some reason, that helps them. Having a degree in the gun industry or in something gun related, I would think you'd be on a more faster track to advance. Is that what you find out?
Yeah. I would think. And this goes to, you know, one of the things I'll tell students all the time when they're asking, hey, are you going to guarantee me a job when I graduate? I tell them, I don't know. I don't know you, and I don't know how you interview. So it comes down to, you know, if you have two people that are identical and they both interview well, and let's say they're identical twins, one has a bachelor's, one doesn't, more than likely the bachelor's guy is going to get it if everything else is equal.
Right.
But it, like I said, it goes back to, you know, you can't really tell a student, yes, we're going to guarantee you a job, because he may walk into the job interview with his pants sagging, a T-shirt, and cussing every other word.
Right.
So if I say your associate is going to get you a job and then you do that, yeah, no.
You have to participate a little bit and at least do your part for the interview. Yeah, I get that.
Yep. Yep, exactly.
What else could somebody study at SDI besides the gun side of it?
That's pretty much it now. We have some other courses. We're slowly transitioning into just the gun stuff. But we do have, my brain has completely stopped working. Actually,
I thought you had some criminal justice stuff too. Did you? Do you?
That's actually our sister college, Brighton College.
Oh, okay.
They have a criminal justice degree, but we don't have that now.
Has the gunsmithing and the other associated courses, have they gotten so big and everything that you guys can just go to that one area?
It really is. And it's something that, like with the criminal justice stuff, there may be some minor changes every now and then. Brighton College also has a couple other ones. Like medical assistant, medical technology, just different things that are pretty static. You know, they change, they stay the same, they don't change. You may have a revision here and there every other year or something. With guns, you know as well as I do, and everybody listening that's into firearms, they're changing every year, if not every quarter. Right. Somebody comes out with something new. Somebody comes out with a new invention. Somebody has to tweak something. A manufacturer has a recall. There's so many things that we have to constantly adjust. There's a lot of moving parts. So it's smarter for us to really focus on the firearms. Even though there's other programs available, it's the School of Firearms Technology is what this part is.
Would it be fair to say that even with the amount of people that you graduate and with all of the people taking their place and everything and looking for jobs, gunsmiths are still not – there's just not that many of them out there, is there?
No, there's not.
Not and I when I say a gunsmith, I mean a true gunsmith, one that can – you know, one that knows how to cut your barrel if you want to cut it down to 14.5 and then thread it. And at the same time, he's also the one that knows how to take your Mosin Nagant and pull it apart and clean it up good and get all the cosmoline off of it.
Yep. Yeah, it's few and far between. And if people think there's – what was the last count on how many guns in the United States? There are 160-something million?
Try 360.
Or that's gun owners. I'm sorry. 300
yes.
million firearms.
Both of them are impressive numbers. Both of them impressive.
Yes, absolutely. So you've got that many firearms in the United States. Now think in your area how many gunsmiths you can name within a 20-mile radius. And I guarantee most people will only be able to do one, if that, in a 20-mile radius. So it's a very high-demand job if you really apply yourself. You
right.
can learn everything we teach, but if you don't apply yourself and really take a passion to it, you're not going to go anywhere. You may work a few months and you screw up two or three buddies' guns and the word of mouth goes to town.
Then that old reputation goes, doesn't it?
What's that?
The reputation goes at that point.
It does. It really does. But if you apply yourself and you really learn the craft as you're taking the courses, the sky's the limit. I mean, there's a guy in Nashville now that I know. I think you may know him too, Kip Carpenter.
I know the name.
Yeah, very well recognized gunsmith in the Tennessee area, and he has to turn people away sometimes. He gets a lot of work, so no.
That's well. It'd be good to have another one in that area to take that overflow, wouldn't it? We're coming up on the next
absolutely.
Break. SDI.edu. When we get back, we're going to talk about the actual, you know, dollars and cents. If you're looking at if your child is looking for a trade out there, and this is something you might be interested in, and you want to help your kid with school and them not come out of that owing six figures, this next segment is for you. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Every one of us out there wants the very best for our children. Here's a way to do it. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loom Performance Made in USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by SDI.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Indeed. Joining me again is Zeke Stout from SDI. Zeke, are you, have you given up podcasting altogether, haven't you? Or have you?
Well, from the Talking Lead's perspective, yes. I actually got invited by a local radio station to be on another show.
Okay.
Where it's kind of an all-around outdoor show. But it's once a week, Saturday mornings from 5 to 6. And we pre-record it. So all I got to do is show up, talk, and I go home.
Yeah, but does that feed that broadcast bug? I mean, once you get it, it's sort of like... Damn.
It does. It's enough to give me a taste to where I can focus on SDI, but still, you know, have another platform to promote, you know. It's me and Chad Hoover, the host of Kayak Bassin TV on NBC Sports. He does the fishing side, I do the gun side. We kind of roll with it.
I completely get it. Typically, for the is the associate's degree the most expensive degree somebody can get there?
It is. Mm-hmm.
It is.
And
so
for the full 60 hours, it's $16,180. But that's all your tools, all of your fees, your books, everything. and that covers it all. We also have financial aid available now.
Yes.
And then if you don't want to go the financial aid route, we do have, you know, interest-free financing through the school. So there's a bunch of different options, not to mention, you know, VA approved, your GI Bill do it, Title IV, all of it it'll cover it. So.
For somebody that, I mean, could somebody go the traditional student loan route if they wanted to with that? Is that recognized for that?
Yes, they can now. Yep.
Okay.
I couldn't talk about it on the last show, but now we are official.
See, now, if I were smart and quick, I would say, that's why I haven't had you on lately. That's not true, though.
Yeah. I mean, from a personal opinion, you know, the interest-free financing, that's kind of the way to go. But if you want to do the traditional federal student loan, we are Title IV approved. So Pell Grants, all that stuff.
Well, now, here's one thing I've noticed. I don't know if you've seen this, but this would be, if not, maybe SDI needs to make this part of the selling point. They've started using U.S. Marshals as the people to go get these people for these student loans.
Mm-hmm.
And they send a little armed SWAT team seriously, I'm not making this up. I couldn't make this up. There's no way I could do this. They have about 1,500 warrants to execute this year. And what they do is they send armed U.S. Marshals to your house. They pick you up. They bring you to court. And there you sign up for your payment arrangement.
Oh, my God. Wow.
So, so the difference between the two finance plans, you have one that you guys do interest-free, and then there's the regular student route. Okay. And you have to –
understandable. If you're just doing school, you're not working another job, you're trying to knock this out to start a career.
Right.
You can't make payments right now. We get it. You know, the student loan is perfect for you. We just have other options available.
The 60 hours – what is the pace at that? Is it something that you can do as long as it takes you to do and stay in the system?
No, because we're an accredited college, you have to go on the pace of the system.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, there's other colleges out there that, like, work on your own pace. When it comes to Department of Education, you can't do that. You have to, you know, have a semester system, a credit hour system. You have to go by that.
Right. But at the same time, there's a big difference between $16,000, which is a used Plymouth, versus $150,000, $200,000, which a lot of students with a lot of different degrees, I mean, a four-year degree in business administration, depending on your college, can cost you between $150,000 to $200,000, right?
Yep. My student loans total from a state school. Now, the tuition total ended up being, like, right at 50.
Right.
But once they tack on the interest and everything, I've got $75,000 in student loans for a bachelor's degree from a state school. So you start looking at places like Vanderbilt and other private colleges. I mean, you're coming out of there with $100,000-plus, and that's just your bachelor's, not to mention your master's or your doctorate or whatever you're wanting to do. I mean, I know med school students, some of them are coming out with almost $500,000 in student loans. So, I mean, it's crazy.
See, that makes sense. That explains why every time I go there about having a headache, they want to do some MRIs on my heels. Trying to pay back those medical school loans.
There you go.
As far as the ratio, as far as salary, with somebody somebody moving up in the system that gets into the mid-range in the gun industry, where's that salary range taking them nowadays? You have any data on that?
The gun industry, that's another thing. There's so many variables with it. You go to work at a small boutique AR company.
Right.
It's going to be probably on the low end. You go to work, and this is where a lot of students get confused. A lot of them will say, I want to get a job at Glock. Well, unless you get a job in the repair department as a gunsmith, the majority of jobs at Glock, Remington, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, all these big manufacturers are factory jobs.
Right.
They're not craftsmen fixing guns and repairing guns and designing guns and all that other stuff.
No more so than a car, than a car manufacturing plant.
So the good jobs are typically like big shops, like the big box shops that have a repair department. So
right.
You have a gunsmithing department or starting your own company and doing a lot of repair that way.
Starting salary, would you say it's anywhere between 30 and 120, depending on what you do?
I'd say 20, 25, somewhere in there.
But see, that first year still is more than your tuition. That's the thing I was looking
absolutely.
For. It's still more than your tuition.
Absolutely.
Whereas I don't know how many business administration degrees are working somewhere, you know, going door-to-door selling vacuums or working it as a barista somewhere, which there's nothing wrong with those jobs either, but it's not what you got into debt to do.
Exactly.
So that's a part of it that bothers me. Coming up on the next break. Now, you can always tell how successful somebody is when they start to go out there and they say, well, we've never done this before, but this is also sort of part of our thing, and we sort of have the mechanics built in. Because when we get back, we're going to talk about the new SDI shooting team that is getting ready. I mean, they're so new. Has that even been staffed? I know you got the coach.
We've got the coach. It's been staffed, but we don't have all of our recruits yet. But we'll get there.
Hey. That's coming up in the next segment. SDI.edu. Low debt coming out. Covering the debt from year one. If you want your child to get in something that is in a growth industry right now, that's not ever going to go away, it's never going to be automated away, SDI.edu. Do you have female gunsmith candidates?
Absolutely. In fact, I just talked to one about a month ago that actually gave us a quote for our website. She's going through our program. So.
There you go. We'll be right back. My guest, Zeke Stout, SDI. This is Lock and Load.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Starting the week off the right way. Let's, you know, this portion of the show brought to you today by SDI.
Think education has to be boring? Thinking, yeah. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Check them out, SDI.edu. My guest this hour from SDI is Zeke Stout. You're in California right now.
I am in Las Vegas right now.
Oh, so for a gun guy, Las Vegas eminently better, even as bad as it is, than anywhere in California. Are you out there on business or are you out there on pleasure?
I am on business, so. And then I'm heading to the school in Phoenix, the headquarters, Wednesday. So, yep, doing some work.
Let's talk about the shooting team.
Yes, absolutely.
So, now, what kind of shooters are these going to be?
Well, kind of the way the whole concept came about is we were thinking, okay, our alumni, you know, they don't want to call us and say, hey, how many people graduated this week? And they can follow our social media, but it's not like other colleges where you can follow the football team, the basketball team, and the baseball team and have that alumni tie and just have that bond with something to follow even after you've graduated. So we're like, okay, well, that's just way too big of an undertaking to start either of those kind of teams. So I thought, well, what about a scholastic shooting team? There are Harvard competes in it, Yale competes in it, I know University of Texas, Florida. Most of the SEC has a club, scholastic shooting team. Just the majority of big-name colleges compete in this scholastic shooting, and they're club sports, of course. It's not like a university-sanctioned sport. So I called a buddy of mine who has been ranked number one I don't know how many times. He may even still be ranked number one in the world right now. He's won everything, pretty much. But called him and talked to him about being on the team initially. And he said, well, if you go to the NFL, you can't come back to college and play football again. And I'm right. Like, oh, good point. Well, this guy offered, hey, I'll be the head coach. And I told him I love it. And our head coach for the SDI shooting team is going to be Casey Eusebio, which most people know who that is.
How is it, let me ask you a question. How is it the Philippines, which is the Philippines, has some of the best pistol shooting competitors in the world?
I know. Isn't that wild? And what's the boxer's name from the Philippines? Manny Pacquiao?
Yes.
Apparently, he's a phenomenal shooter in competition shooting. Like, he's won matches in the Philippines.
It just seems, I mean, isn't the Philippines is not really a gun-friendly nation, are they? I mean,
I don't know.
I don't think they are. And yet, they have some of the best shooters I've ever seen in my life with all the platforms. What are these guys going to be? Are these going to be three-gun competitors? Are these going to be pistol competitors?
It's going to start off in the scholastic shooting. So a lot of it is bullseye shooting. And I think they've got a form of, it's not technically IDPA because that's their sanctioning body, but it's something similar. It's something similar to a defensive shooting type thing. We are going to sign them up for different courses like three gun and IDPA, IPSC, all that other stuff too. But their main shooting team sport will be the Scholastic Shooting Association. So it's going to be cool to, you know, walk out there and smoke all these kids from Harvard and everybody be like, who the heck are those guys? Oh, SBI, what's that? So it's going to be pretty fun.
Does this mean that sooner or later down the road that you guys will be expanding the, shall we say, the discipline of the shooting sport where they are going to get out there and go free gunning and getting those race guns built and everything else, which, you know, that's just fascinating to watch that stuff run.
It really is, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I could see a lot of stuff expanding into that direction with some of our curriculum too.
That part, that's really sort of the testing ground, isn't it? For gun technology.
It is. That and military. And usually military, it's some of the higher top secret level spec ops guys that get to test out the cool stuff before the rest of the military gets it.
Yeah, I know. The only problem I have with the military is, except for these spec ops guys you're talking about who can turn on a dime if they need to, the rest of the training in the military, and maybe the equipment too, I'm not sure, but it's all so mired in dogma. As far as, like, if a new technique's got to come out, listen, we got to write the technical manual about it and submit that, and then that's got to be tested and approved, and then finally, after you had what might be a phenomenal idea, like slicing bread, it'll make it to the military in 2.5 years. And whereas, you know, in competition, like with what you guys are going to do, well, you guys can spin on a dime if you don't like the way this gun is set up or something, you start pulling it apart. Will there be SDI-trained gun mechanics there? Are you going to have a team of guys there to work with these guys that are you going to take it that far and get into it that deep?
Well, that's the big key. All the people that are going to be on our team will be students. It'll be just like any other NCAA athletic thing, even though this isn't an NCAA thing. They'll have to be students. They'll have to maintain their grades. So they will be learning about fixing their firearms as they're going through their courses. So they will be self-sufficient on that side. So it's kind of going to be a neat little dynamic to watch, you know, and especially after a few years where we have some kids on the team that have been there for a year and they've learned a lot of it and they're teaching the kids that are rookies, and haven't gone through all the classes they have, some of that stuff. So it's going to be fun to watch it happen. We're going to start off with, 3 to 4 people right now, and Casey is actively out recruiting them as we speak. So we're going to try to come up with a good team. He's going to coach them the way he knows, and for somebody who was grandmaster, what was it? He was 13, 14 years old. Pretty impressive. I think he's got it down pat by now.
Well, I don't know what it is about the Philippines. When I saw that on Ammo Land, and I was like, oh, what are these boys doing now? And who have they gone and gotten?
Yeah.
You're going to be accused of having a ringer.
Well, that's what I was trying to do by getting him on the team, but he had the integrity enough to say, you know what? That's not fair, because if you go to play in the NFL, you can't come back to college and play football. So I've been paid to be a shooter. We can't get people that have been sponsored and paid. And I was like, I like that. I like the integrity that he showed there, because it being a club sport, there's no real high guarded rules with this. So we easily could have got him and, you know, Tran Butler and all these top-notch shooters.
And still not broken the rules.
And still not broken the rules, but the integrity that he had made me know that, okay, this is the right guy.
He may be training the next set of superstars coming up. So this is going to be...
Oh, absolutely.
This is going to... Do you see them... are you guys going to segue and go professional at some point?
Well, with what we do, it wouldn't really be beneficial, but we may sponsor some of the people in their professional careers, but more as a sponsor, not necessarily as it being an SBI shooting team. Does that make sense?
I don't know. Never say never. You know, Sean Connery said he'd never do Bond again, you know.
That's true.
And then he made a film called Never Say Never Again, which was, you know, not really good, but he had said never before. So, I mean, I'm just saying never say never. SDI.edu, you can catch. Well, first of all, if you look at Ammoland.com, every time they blink, they get a press release there. That's how I keep up with most of this stuff, because they're busy teaching most of the time. I know people now that have graduated from there. I've seen their work. This is a superior school for your child to attend, male or female. They're going to learn a skill that is never going to it's always going to continually develop, but at the same time, it's never going to be automated away, because some of this stuff you just can't do with a machine, especially the repair part. Thank you, Zeke. Reply to my text I sent you, too, by the way. I asked you a question. Thank you for joining me tonight. All right. All right, folks, that is it. Going to do it again in about 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Thinking, yeah.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe, toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.